Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey.
We are located 12 miles west of New York City.
And we also service the township of Little Falls.
Welcome. And on today's special episode, we are talking all about flu. With us is our health educator, Lael Helwani, and our public health nurse, Ranmi Miyazawa. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
We're going to talk all about flu. Can you tell us what it is?
So first, flu, which is also called influenza, it's an infection of the nose, throat, and lungs, which are part of the respiratory system. Flu is caused by a virus, and, you know, influenza viruses are different from the stomach flu, which, you know, when people say stomach flu, they're usually referring to norovirus, which causes diarrhea and vomiting. So two different things. The virus that causes the flu spreads at high levels during certain times of the year. In North America, usually flu season typically runs between October to May. The viruses travel through the air in droplets. When someone with the infection talks, coughs, or sneezes, you know, you can inhale the droplets directly, or you could pick up the virus from touching an object, such as, you know, your computer keyboard, and then touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. It is possible to spread the virus to others from about a day before symptoms start until about 5 to 7 days after. And children and people with weakened immune systems may be contagious for a slightly longer time.
Yeah, so I think part of the reason why we wanted to have you here today, Ranmi, is to also just clear up a lot of misconceptions on flu. And I know the symptoms of flu can be mistaken for symptoms of other diseases like the common cold, COVID. So what are some symptoms that are specific to flu, and how does one get tested for flu?
So symptoms of the flu, you know, they do share similarities with other respiratory illnesses, you know, sore throat, runny nose, stuffy nose, they're common. You know, you can get these symptoms with other illnesses like a cold. But usually like a telltale sign, I guess, would be, you know, colds tend to kind of start slowly. Meanwhile, the flu tends to come on quickly, you know, within 2 or 3 days after you come in contact with the virus. Other flu symptoms would be, you know, fever, cough, headache, you know, muscle aches, fatigue, you know, just feeling really wiped out, sweating and chills. In children, sometimes the symptoms are a little different. You know, they can show up more generally as just being fussy or irritable. And children are also more likely than adults to have other symptoms like ear pain, vomiting, or diarrhea.
Yeah, and what would be the treatment for the flu if a child or an adult is experiencing this?
So, you know, the treatment for the flu, most people can manage it at home. You know, it is usually self-limiting. You know, you don't usually need to see a healthcare professional. But, you know, if you do have flu symptoms, you know, and you are at risk for complications, you know, you should, in that case, see your healthcare professional right away. Starting antiviral medicine like Tamiflu, you know, within 2 days after your symptoms start may shorten the length of your illness and prevent, you know, more serious problems. You know, obviously, if you have any emergency symptoms of the flu, you should get medical care right away. So some emergency symptoms can include, you know, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, chest pain, pressure, ongoing dizziness, you know, heart, it's difficult to wake someone up, confusion, dehydration, seizures, worsening of the existing medical conditions, and severe weakness or muscle pain. And again, children can have also different symptoms than adults that show that they have it. That, you know, it's more of an emergency. They'll have fast breathing. They can have gray or blue lips or nail beds. You know, no tears when crying or a dry mouth, which would just show that they're dehydrated.
Okay.
And then, you know, symptoms that get better at one point, like the fever or cough, but then they come back or get worse.
So a lot of people say it's just the flu, but for some people,
like, it could be pretty serious.
It could be pretty serious.
Pretty serious, for sure. I mean, there's, you know, there's every flu season there are deaths. The CDC actually estimates that, you know, this flu season so far, there's been at least 12 million illnesses, 160,000 hospitalizations, and 6,600 deaths from flu just in the United States. You know, right now, the current flu activity specifically for New Jersey for the week ending on January 11th. Of this year shows that flu activity is very high.
And that's throughout the state?
Right? That's for New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It's very high. Mm-hmm. The numbers were for the United States. But, okay. You know, if anyone's interested, you know, anyone who's listening, you know, the CDC does issue a surveillance report every week on their website. You know, you could just search up CDC and FluView.
Yeah, so it's something we have to be mindful of. So, Ronmi, how do we even prevent ourselves from being in that situation of having the flu? I've had the flu. It's pretty miserable. I don't know if anybody here has, but
I have.
Yeah, it's not fun. So what's the best way to prevent the flu? What would you suggest?
So really, to help protect against seasonal flu, the number one thing would just be to get the annual flu shot. You know, the vaccine, it isn't 100% effective, but it does lower the chance of having severe complications from the flu. You know, that's pretty important to point out. You know, a lot of people think it might completely prevent you from getting the flu, you know, might for some people, but it is, you know, if it prevents you from getting severe complications, a hospital visit, you know, then it is,
that's huge.
You know, it
that
is effective,
really
right?
Big, yeah.
We want to not burden the hospitals and stuff. So, you know, and this is especially true for people, obviously, who are at high risk for flu complications. You know, the CDC recommends an annual flu vaccine for people aged 6 months and older, mm-hmm. You know, who don't have a medical reason to avoid the vaccine. The Clifton Health Department, mm-hmm. We do have annual flu vaccines in the fall for residents of Clifton and Little Falls who are age 6 and older. We do usually start up probably sometime in October, probably October and November. But other than getting the vaccine, you can just take other steps, you know, in your daily life to prevent infection with the flu and any respiratory illness. You know, you could clean and disinfect surfaces. You know, everyone's heard it. You could have heard it before. Mm-hmm. You wash your hands well for 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you can also promote good airflow, you know, by keeping the air around you moving, you know, opening windows, things like that.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of talk about bird flu in these coming of mm-hmm. days. Is that something new or what is bird flu and why do we keep hearing about it?
So bird flu, which is also called avian influenza, it's an infection from a type of flu virus that usually spreads in birds and other animals. So sometimes humans can get bird flu from infected animals. You know, there's many subtypes of avian flu. You know, we could go pretty in detail on the subtyping and stuff, which we won't get into here. You know, the recent cases in humans for the flu are influenza A, and specifically for bird flu, it's AH5. So a type of influenza A virus, and then this would be H5N1, mm-hmm. causes bird flu. So this virus can infect your upper respiratory tract and lungs and sometimes spread to other parts of your body, like your brain.
Oh, wow. So that's very serious.
It could be. I mean, for the most part. I mean, that's with any virus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So just something to watch.
Right. I mean, we've been hearing it a lot. I feel, you know, it's been on the news. I think everyone's a little concerned of it. You know, I mean, they are keeping a close eye, you know.
Right. And how would that be spread?
So bird flu spreads, you know, humans can get bird flu if they come in contact with an infected animal's body fluids, like their spit or their saliva, their milk, respiratory droplets or their feces. You know, you could breathe it in from small dust particles in animal habitats or get it into your eyes, nose, or mouth after touching the body fluids. I mean, to date right now, there has been no human-to-human transmission of influenza, the AH5 virus, and that, you know, that hasn't been identified in the United States.
All right. But it's something that we still need to keep an eye out, right?
Definitely. Right, so right. I mean, so, prepared. Right. So, you know, to get it, if you, you know, are tested or you think you might have bird flu, healthcare providers can diagnose bird flu.
Yeah, I think I was just going to ask, how can someone diagnose bird flu?
So, right, just like how they do with just the regular, whenever you go to the doctor and they might test you for flu, you know, they could do it with a throat or nose swab mm-hmm. or a swab from the conjunctiva of your eye, which is a mucous membrane that covers the front part of your eye. Mm-hmm. So current tests will actually, you know, detect bird flu as influenza A, which that is the flu that is circulating.
Okay.
So they only test for A. So labs don't routinely test all positive mm-hmm. influenza A swabs for avian flu. So, you know, in that case, you do have to let your provider know that you've been in contact with birds and cows or other animals that could be infected. And then if, you know, you do test positive for influenza A, mm-hmm. you know, the provider might send that specimen to a special lab to test for bird flu.
Got it.
So that's something.
There's more specialized testing.
Right. So in that case, it might be a concern, you know, maybe we're likely under testing, you know, I mean, but, you know, there's really no possibility to send all the influenza A swabs out, you know, the rapid test that you get done, you know.
So they just have to let them their provider know that they were in contact
with Bert, you know, if animal. Occupationally mm-hmm. or just on the regular, mm-hmm. you know, they visited, you know, they raised chickens or they right. they visited and a farm yeah. recently or something, you know, mm-hmm. that is important to let your healthcare provider know so they could take a swab and send
and
it to a lab.
And even some cultures may have shopped at live poultry markets.
Right.
Because of, I mean, there was just the holidays, so maybe that was something that
right,
they did.
Right. So it's kind of hard. It's hard to say. I think, you know, the CDC and, you know, the New Jersey Department of Health, you know, they are trying to, you know, they're keeping a close eye.
And Ronmi, you mentioned, you know, giving that information to the healthcare provider. It's so essential not just to get the individual who may possibly have avian influenza better, right? Mm-hmm. And to address it within that person, but to stop the potential spread.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like we want to do that
right.
as
we don't
soon
want
as we can.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't want it to
we don't want it to spread. We definitely do not want it to
spread at all. So definitely if you have been in contact,
yeah.
Just contact your provider.
Yeah, contact your provider. Make sure you stay home if you're sick. You know, right now there's a lot of other things going around too.
Right.
That a lot of people are sick with. So, you know.
So much going around.
Yeah. So it's just important to really just stay home when you're sick.
Stay right. home when you're sick. Wash your hands. Yeah. Take proper precautions mm-hmm. for anything mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah, that kind of leads us to the next question, right? And I know you touched on like the flu vaccines that we just, we offered. What is the health department doing to prevent flu?
So, you know, the health department, like I said, you know, we do our, you know, annual fall flu vaccines, usually in October, November. So keep your eye out on social media or, you know, the website, our website to see, you know, when the flu clinic is. You know, if you missed your chance, you can try to give us a call to see if we still have it. It is, though, only while supplies last. We usually carry regular and high dose for seniors age 65 and older. So, you know, if you have any questions, just get, you know, you can always just give us a call. And other than that, you know, the health educators, you know, they always work hard and they go out to the schools in mm-hmm. Clifton mm-hmm. to just provide education on hand washing, because that's probably the next most important yeah. way to prevent it,
especially
and prevent
with
other things.
With school-age children.
Yes. They like to touch things.
Yes. They like to touch things, but they're also sponges, so it's a really good time to provide
yeah,
education to them.
Absolutely.
You know, and in hopes that they can spread the information to siblings and friends and remind their parents.
Right.
Because sometimes
yeah.
adults.
Exactly, right. Everybody needs a reminder for
yes,
sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
So important.
It is so important. And hand washing, we have our little glow germ buddy.
We do.
So in that program, it's actually really awesome. And we offer that program to Clifton mm-hmm. Public Schools and Little Falls mm-hmm. Public Schools.
Mm-hmm. As well as daycares.
As well as daycares. And
private schools and so on in Clifton mm-hmm. and Little Falls.
So yeah, if any schools yeah. are listening, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And the, you know, we also regularly update the website and social media with information mm-hmm. on flu and flu prevention, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we hand out a lot of education and prevention flyers at every outreach event as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tis the season.
It is the season. Any final words?
I mean,
wash those hands.
Yes, it would really just be wash those hands. I mean, everyone just needs to do their part in really keeping themselves safe, safe and healthy mm-hmm. and keeping, you know, the people around them safe and healthy. Yeah. I mean, if anyone, again, is interested, you know, just, you know, I don't want anyone to freak out thinking, you know, that flu activity, you know, it is high right now. So, you know, they can check online to see the current flu activity if they are concerned. And then, you know, they can always use the CDC as a resource and, you know, our City of Clifton mm-hmm. website.
And I believe the State Health Department, New Jersey Department of Health, has some information as well.
Of
prevention
course.
And also what the numbers are looking like throughout the state.
And we'll link all of this in the description of this podcast.
Sounds good. All right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Ronmi, thank you so much for...
Thank you both.
Yeah, of course.
For being on this podcast.
Thank you.
And we'll keep everyone updated related to flu
mm-hmm.
yeah. With many more special episodes to come.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Ronmi.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Lauren, take us out.
Don't forget to tune in to our podcast every other week for a new episode. You may visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. Follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?